Line. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I do wonder if Mark Poloncarz would be against biometric scanning if it scanned people who had been vaccinated with the jab and those who hadn't been vaccinated in the jab. I wonder if his opinion might have been somewhat different at that point. I don't know. It's just speculation and wondering. Confusion, if you will. It's Bowerly and WBEN Arthur Pressman. Traffic Attorney Time is coming up on 10 minutes after 4. So Wegmans is using biometrics data collection programs at some of its New York City area stores, and that's become a big deal. And some local customers with whom we've spoken are not happy about it, calling it a Big Brother-like red flag. Some shoppers say if Wegmans or any other retailer, for that matter, tries to institute biometrics data collection systems, they will stop going to that store. I'll vote with my wallet, said Mark, a resident of Wheatfield, who declined to give his last name. Joining us right now, Mark Poloncarz is against the biometric scanning. Letitia James is against the biometric scanning. So is this bipartisan, or is this Democrats just saying, we really want people to be able to steal stuff a little bit easier with fewer ramifications and fewer risk of being caught than before? Joining us now is from the Erie County Legislature, Frank Todaro. And truth is, I don't know where I am on this issue. Frank Todaro, thanks very much. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Hey, Tom. Good afternoon.
So,
how are you?
Absolutely magnificent. A little peaked yesterday. I was fighting something off, but hanging in there.
You
thanks very
great.
Much. Yeah. So, Frank, give me the Frank Todaro take on Wegmans using biometrics in New York City. Are you for it? Are you against it? And why?
Oh, this is a very deep conversation. Facial recognition is all around us right now. It is very important that any establishment that's being frequented publicly, customers walking through doors, inside, they need to be notified. I think it'll open our eyes and give you more information that it's not just being used in this case, just Wegmans. Many multiple stores are using it, you know, everywhere, all over the county, all over the state, all over the U.S.
So there is no Erie County law which says that shoppers need to be notified about biometric data being collected, number one. Number two, as a general concept, we have no expectation of privacy in a public place, with the aforenoted exceptions such as doctors' offices, changing rooms, bathrooms, hotel rooms, etc.
Yeah, no, so there is nothing that I know of on the county law book right now. You know, with all this, you know, technology that's just coming so fast at everybody, and it's just getting smarter. AI is just improving itself, you know, getting faster, improving quality, more information. It's a problem. It's something here at the county level. We have to really discuss this. I don't want to jump into the conversation, you know, jump into putting a law together, because this can be very, very layered. I think this opens up Pandora's box, because it's not, since we're discussing Wegmans again, it's not Wegmans that I'm concerned about. It's the third party, fourth party information that's being distributed to other people that are buying that data. That's where I have a concern. So federally, I feel this should go to federal level, but we should do something now here in Erie County and make that change. Some kind of law that, you know, first of all, everyone should know what's going on when you go to any establishment. If it's facial recognition, it needs to be displayed clearly at the door. You know, it's scary. We have, if you think about it, most people have a Blink camera, some kind of door camera, Ring, just for a couple examples. That already also has AI facial recognition. You can actually lock in on one specific person, and you know where that person's been door to door through these third party software. That's the scary part about it.
Why is that scary?
Well, you know, you're out doing your business. Say you are a Uber driver, Lyft driver. You're pulling into a driveway. You're passing a camera in a driveway. Somebody knows who you are, where you were maybe an hour ago in another driveway or some public crosswalk, and all that data is out there on these servers. It really gets deep. It's scary.
But with so much data, the more data, the harder it is to process that data. For example, if you have one security camera at your home or business, that's not that bad. But you got eight security cameras at your home or business trying to keep an eye on everything going on at the same time or go back and watch the tape. It can be very time consuming.
It can be, but you can, again, you can, let's say your cell phone right now, Apple. I know on my Apple phone, I can literally go in my photos and go to people and places. You will see everyone's face that majority of people that you deal with day to day, work with people day to day, are on that. You click that face, it'll put the time and place you've been with that person, let's say the last 3, 6, 7 months. It's taking this data and putting everyone at a time and place. It bothers me. It really does.
I want to read a statement from the Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. I find it very troubling that Wegmans and other retailers are using facial recognition and other biometric technology to collect data on their customers. The Erie County Division of Consumer Protection already has significant oversight on Wegmans and other such retailers to prevent fraud, and I've directed my team to begin the process to pass a local law to prohibit any public retailer or related entity from collecting such data and retaining it. As someone who worked at Tops Markets and Sears, I understand the need to prevent theft, but this is a serious invasion of privacy that can have negative ramifications for a person just because they walked into a store. What are your comments on his post?
Well, I think he's going down the right path. I think, again, the discussion really needs to be had because I personally feel Wegmans is doing it for security reasons, but it's more the third party that is taking that information and utilizing that data and selling it, using it for other things. That's where, again, it gets, it's scary stuff. This is very scary stuff. So I agree with him in part, but we need to get that discussion in our committee, have, you know, call in people that, you know, security firms, people that work with this stuff and get some conversations going and really get the actual facts of what's happening and come up with a law that could be strong enough, because it's our duty, you know, as government to actually look into this stuff and make sure that constitutionally we're protecting you.
Now, Wegman says that the biometric data, including video, is accessible by a limited number of Wegman's employees, third-party service providers, but only those strictly required to perform their job of security system maintenance, for example, and not for other purposes. It may be provided to law enforcement for investigations or safety. The policy also says Wegmans does not share, lease, or exchange biometric info with third parties for profit. Your thoughts?
I want to know factually how that's actually being handled, though. For criminal use, I understand, but I really feel personally that data could be used for shopping habits, other things that they can use to provide their own data without using personal information, saying this person, they can give you a number, that face, they can give you a number and put a report out and say, this person's been in our store at this range of time, this many times a month, this is how much they've been here. They can actually pin it down to when you were at the register and know exactly how much your transaction was. So they can get everything they want on you based off your face.
But they can get the same information off your Wegman Shoppers Club card.
Well, they can. Well,
much of it anyway.
Somewhat. Yeah, they can still see what aisles you walk down. Were you looking at the baking goods longer than the meat department? They can really hone in, and I know they can with this information. But again, it's you know, we need to know how personal they're getting, who's actually getting the data. The third part, looking at a contract, really somebody that's really, really qualified to look at a contract and really look at it and say, there's an open here in the contract. Someone else can look at this. Someone else can share it. I think in all intentions, they're trying to do the right thing, but I really feel, the third parties it goes deeper. It really does.
Well, we want to go as deep as we can on this. Erie County Legislator Frank Todaro is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I don't know exactly how I feel about Wegmans doing the biometric data collection and the facial recognition collection. I do think it's ironic that many of us have cell phones and we keep our cell phones with us as if the cell phone was our firstborn. And yet our cell phone listens to everything we say every second of every day. And if I were to continue to tell you, you know, folks, I really want to buy an ostrich. Yes, I want to buy an ostrich. Have I ever told you about the ostrich I'd like to buy? By tomorrow, I'm going to get a whole bunch of ads on my cell phone. You want to buy an ostrich? Here's the place to buy an ostrich. And it's happened to you as well. Some of you think your cell phone can read your mind. Just saying. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, sometimes I think that we ourselves divulge more information in front of electronic devices than we are aware, and divulge more information even unconsciously by using some of the membership cards that we do. You know what it's like. You buy a certain brand of orange juice at the register, and you'll get something in the mail with coupons for a different brand of orange juice down the line. Maybe not the best example, but you understand where I'm going with that. Everything we do in life seems to be a data point collected by somebody to get some money out of us, right? I'm pretty sure the homeless people on the side of the road, they have data points that they mine from us. Wegmans, at least in New York City, biometrically scanning people. Now, Frank Todaro from the Erie County Legislature is with us. And Frank, as far as I know, New York City has a law about the notification of people who are being biometrically scanned. Do you know if this is happening at any location in Erie County, but we don't know about it because that's not part of the law?
No, I am completely unaware of that at all, any information on that. But, with what our county executive has stated and the Division of Consumer Affairs and, protection of the consumers, we can always start by saying if someone has this type of equipment in a public store, they should notify clearly at every entry point that you are being, recorded with AI information, facial recognition, that is. And I know by law in New York, if there is audio, that has to be listed separately as well.
Yeah, and audio is, legally audio is different than video in terms of prosecution and stuff. So that is a nuance of which people need to be aware. So are you saying that it may be happening, but you don't know if it is? Or are you saying you haven't heard of it happening, so it probably isn't? What's the bottom line?
I haven't heard of that happening yet, but personally, I'm sure it can be happening. But until I factually, we dig into this and start getting information, it'll all come out.
Thinking about the whole security situation and the anti-theft situation, it would be interesting to have Wegmans say exactly by what percentage loss has been reduced since the implementation of biometric software, how many prosecutions there have been before the biometrics, after the biometrics. In other words, is it actually an effective tool in getting a better Wegmans experience and Wegmans not having so many losses and Wegmans keeping people out of the store who are there for no good? I'd like to know the numbers.
I'm all on board if it's going to keep our cost of groceries down, if this is working. But if they want to share that information, that would be great, because I'm interested to know myself.
I'm going to use a figure of speech here. I'm going to use a figure of speech. We're going to keep you on, obviously, but using a figure of speech. Is this going to blow up in Wegmans' face? I'm not talking a literal explosion. I'm just using a figure of speech. Is it going to blow up in their face? Because a lot of people seem really upset about this.
Of course they're upset, but I don't want them to be, part of my pun here, the only store that's going to be crucified, okay? What I'm saying is I think that there is more going on out there with this technology in other stores, And I don't want to pick on just one place. You know, Wegmans is a store that I frequent. My wife loves it. But, you know, there's many other stores out there. I just feel that Wegmans got caught with it. And, you know, there's more out there that they're not divulging that information or sharing it publicly. So I can guarantee we dig into this. We're going to find out more with other stores.
So does that not support Mark Poloncarz's idea that we need a law?
It would help him with his with what he's trying to do with this law. But again, I think that's just putting a Band-Aid on it. Personally, again, I want to know more about it. If we don't have all the information, we'd be making a law that has no effect to help anybody.
By the way, your calls are welcome on this subject as well. How do you feel about Wegmans collecting biometric data? And as Frank says, I mean, we know about Wegmans because in New York City anyway, businesses have to tell people that their biometric data are being collected. But I'd like to hear what you guys have to say, and ladies as well. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And as you go to the grocery store, remember that the USDA has flipped the food pyramid upside down. A couple of years ago, I remember a certain radio talk show host who said the pyramid is upside down. Sure enough, the USDA listened. Thank you, RFK Jr. Make America healthy again. Thank you. And let's all start cooking with beef tallow again instead of the seed oils. You'll feel better, I think. I'm not a doctor, but. And a guy who called in earlier, but we didn't have a lot of time for him before the 4 o'clock news, Carl in Hamburg. Carl, you are on with Erie County lawmaker Frank Todaro. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Well, actually, you know what, Frank? You make a couple good points. You know, is this going to lower the prices down? No, it's not going to, because they're paying millions of dollars for this program and instituting this. So there's going to be no end of lowering prices. That's going to be a bunch of baloney. The other thing, too, is, Frank, you have to understand something about corporate America and certain corporations. And I'm sure you already know this. You make a statement. It's called a feel-good statement, okay? That feel-good statement is from Wegmans. Oh, we're going to make sure this, and this, and that these parties will only have access. And that's a bunch of baloney, and you know that as much as I do. And you know what? The general public is not stupid, because nothing's going to stop Joe from going over to Bill going, hey, Bill, let's take some video of this. Let's do this. Let's do this. And then let's leak it out the door. So that's just a baloney statement from Wegmans, okay? To me, look, as I served in the military, I had biometrics, but that was because the government needed to trust me. Okay, they needed to trust me whenever I went into a skiff, whenever I went to a base, because I was in sensitive areas. Wegmans is not sensitive. We're not selling rockets. We're not building bombs. It's food. People need to eat. So what Wegmans is telling the general public, this is how I'm looking at it, you don't trust the public, whether it's the shoplifter or not. I think, Frank, unfortunately, we need to have better teeth on this. I think what they're doing is really, to be honest with you, I mean, granted, I'm 60 years old. Do I care? Well, I do. I do care about my kids and my grandkids. But I think it's a little bit of a reach. I don't think it needs to be instituted. I think there's better ways of doing this. But unfortunately, they're doing something, and I think there's more to it as well. Because
Carl, what I don't understand is what nefarious things do you think Wegmans is going to do with the biometric data gathered on people? What is possibly going to be done with it?
Okay, you got to think about it this way, too. All right, after the dust settles and everybody's done protesting and everybody's done being angry and Wegmans sees their bottom lines, or any store sees their bottom line starting to go up and you know, things looking okay. Next thing you know it, there's another instituting of something else that they want to do. And then there's more. And then there's more. Basically, it's like this. You remember the seatbelt law? Well, first it was, you get pulled over, please put your seatbelt on. Then came, oh, well, you need a ticket, Mr. Driver. Then after a ticket, it became points. Then after points, it became this. It's just the layering of things.
Well, that's
as
quite
we
true.
Go down the rabbit
you
hole.
Forgot the part where the state police major said, we're not going to pull over people simply because they're not wearing a seatbelt. You forgot that part.
Exactly. Right. You are so right. The problem is that when things like technology, especially this type of technology, gets instituted into a store, and then all of these other stores are instituting this. You're telling the general public, we don't trust you, and two, there will be room for abuse. And I will tell you right now, it will happen. Okay,
but Carl, let me before we have Frank respond, let me just ask you again, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. What kind of evil, horrible, nefarious things is Wegmans going to do with somebody's biometric data?
You know, you got me on that one, Tom. I don't know what they're going to do. What can you do with it? Can you alter it? Can you set somebody up? I don't know. I really don't know. But the thing is why do you need it in the grocery store because of shoplifting? I don't really buy it right now. I don't think we're there. We're not in society right now where there's that many starving people that need to go and shoplift. I mean, shoplifters need to shop too, you know. I mean, not shoplift, but they do buy stuff. But, you know, I mean, I just don't know. It just right now in this generation, in my generation, at my age, I really don't see the need for it. It just doesn't, unless you're a government worker, military installations, even a bank. As far as I'm concerned, I think it's just really unnecessary right at this time. Maybe 100 years from now, maybe 50. I don't know. But to me, there's just, why are we instituting this so quickly? So fast because what? Shoplifting? No, the numbers aren't there. The law, and that's another thing too.
I'd like to see the numbers. I don't know what the numbers are.
Well, I would like to know. Well, geez, Wegmans, if you become 100% shoplifting free, how are you able to write off your losses? What? Just on the rotting food? They get their tax breaks on loss also from theft. So there's a tax incentive that goes out the door for them. I mean, do they already calculate that into the process? I don't know.
But well, Carl, I thank you for your passion and your interest on the topic. Did you want to round it out here, bottle up the edges, and let Frank get a word in?
You know what? Go right ahead, Frank. I love what you have to say so far.
All right, Carl. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call, brother. Frank, what do you make of this?
Carl's got some valid points, and he's touching the tip of that iceberg. He sure is. I think where he didn't really have an answer on the abuse portion of this technology. I feel, and with this technology out there, is Wegmans may not have the information of the person that is in that frame of the video, but the third party may be able to connect that with other technology to actually say, this is Mr. John Doe. He's 38 years old. He lives in Depew, New York. He drives this car. It's the data that we're talking about. That's the dangerous part. They can actually connect the dots and use that data. I really don't think I'm going in the weeds on this. I really know that this technology can do that out there. So it's the third party. That's what I'm concerned about.
But with all of the other biometric scanning that we go through at the airports, with municipal CCTV, does it really matter that somebody out there knows I just bought a kumquat?
Well, I think, well, you know, I don't really want people to know what I'm buying, what I'm doing, where I'm going. I want to live free. I don't think any private entity should have that information and make money off of it. I think that's wrong. I really do. And that's where we need to really get deep in conversation. Just don't throw a law and stick it at the wall and then decide, oh, it's good enough. I really don't think that's going to work. We need to talk about it. There's a lot of good questions out there, I'm sure. If we want to go to another caller and try to
sure.
answer it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be avocatus diaboli here, so don't mind me. Frank Todaro from the Erie County Legislature is our guest, talking about Wegmans biometrically scanning people in New York City. Is it happening in Erie County? Well, not to the best of our knowledge and belief at this point. What do we do about it? Do we lay down the law in Erie County that if they're going to gather your biometric data, they need to tell you in advance, but you don't really have an expectation of privacy in public? That is a fact. Let's go to John in Elmhurst. Oklahoma on WBEN. Hello, John, you're on the radio. Go right ahead. Oh, I beg your pardon. Gary in Boston, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen? This is down the future, hopefully the far future, but say, for instance, our government, we lose the midterm elections and the Democrats get in and they're in for another 10 years, 8 years or whatever. They want to have all these different rules and regulations, and they become super corrupt and unjust, and you know they're no longer following the Constitution. And we have the right to, you know, protest. Say we want to go on the streets and protest, and they can see what color clothing we have on, and this, that, and the other. Just like January 6th, they could identify all these people and arrest them. I think we don't need all this surveillance in case we have to go, hopefully, peacefully protest. And if it comes to a general coup of the government, we don't want to have to get arrested.
Can you put that in the form of a question or a one-sentence statement?
Yeah, I believe less surveillance is better, because just like they want to confiscate our weapons and get serial numbers and all that, you know, so they can catch you. But if we have, if it comes down to a revolution, we don't need all the surveillance. We want to be able to freely protest.
Well, see, I find it interesting because if the facial recognition software had been used during COVID to keep an eye on people who had checked in with the county that they were COVID positive or had stood up in a restaurant, I think the current county executive would have been all for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have to protect our rights and not have all this surveillance. So I'm against all this extra surveillance. Why can't we have more police officers and, you know, hey, the bad guy just left 5 minutes ago, you know. I like this stuff. You know.
Thank you very much for the call. And Frank, let me just add to that. One of the points Carl brought up before, he believes, he doesn't have any fact or any evidence on this, but he believes that Wegmans may be sharing data with law enforcement. Do you have any information on that?
I don't. No, that's something we're going to make sure to ask if it hasn't been done so already from other legislators.
Now, as far as the caller's contention that we've got too much surveillance, we have too much Big Brother out there already, what are your thoughts on that, Frank?
Oh, absolutely. And it grows by the day, everything. I mean, I come from the automotive background for years, and what cars have done in the last 10 years is unbelievable. I mean, that free Wi-Fi that you feel good that's in the car that comes from a manufacturer, well, it's taking your data and using that connection to share with, you know, the manufacturer. They're beginning to share information with other vehicles for safety. A lot of people don't know what's going on out there. I think this conversation we're having now is going to really be an eye opener and start making people look over their shoulders.
Well, my car knows my name and, wished me a happy winter holiday season just not that long ago. Frank Todaro from the Erie County Legislature is our guest on News Radio 930 WBEN. And as long as it's okay with Frank, we're going to keep him on after the news at 5. Kind of an impromptu county hall or public sentiment meeting on your biometric data being gathered. I do understand the concerns about it. On the other hand, I also understand that one of the sacrifices that we make to have digital technology and digital convenience is we as private individuals don't really matter anymore. All we are a collection of data points and marketing opportunities. Let's get some more calls on. Mark in North Tonawanda, your thoughts from Niagara County for Erie County lawmaker Frank Todaro.
Hello, Tom. Sure. I'm going to make my two cents nice and brief here. It's not really a question for Frank. More just sharing an opinion here, Frank. I applaud anybody who wants to try and rein in the information collecting of basically corporate America and even our own Big Brother governor. But my contention here is the cat's out of the bag. This is way bigger than most people even think. I mean, we could make a local law. We can make a state law. We could even make a federal law that says, you know, January 1st, everybody's information has to be wiped clean. The slate is wiped clean. But you know damn well that that information will always be in a server on a hard drive somewhere. And this is global in nature. So even if we made it a federal law, somebody elsewhere already has information, and it'll never go away. And when people say, well, we'll only share this with law enforcement, that's even more scary, because everything you've ever done wrong, whether it was a minor thing or a big thing, you could pay your debt to society, you could live like a perfect model citizen, it'll never go away. I just hate to say it, but we're screwed. It's just going to keep getting worse and worse. You know, so keep up the good fight, but yeah, this is kind of out of control. 1984 was already 20 years ago, and the Orwellian society arrived back then. It's just bigger and more powerful now.
By the way, after this call, would you please check in with the Ministry of Truth?
I actually work for them. You know, you'll be contacted pretty soon.
I understand that, sir. I thank you for the heads up. Frank, two points. Number one, the genie is out of the bottle. The gin is out of the ruby, ready to grant us wishes.
It is, yeah. He Mark is spot on. This is much bigger than most people realize right now. And this conversation is going to go for a while, because it's going to open up Pandora's box, and people are going to realize what really has been going on. You're just doing your shopping, you're driving around, you're walking around, and next thing you know, you're finding out that you've been in Big Brother's eyes for a long time, and they got so much data on you, they can put your life story together very easily.
Boy, they called me paranoid. It is 4:55. I'm kidding. At News Radio 930 WBEN. The second point was, it doesn't matter if you have a county law. Doesn't matter if you have a federal law. Somebody somewhere is gonna keep the data that has been gathered on you, because for some reason it's just so valuable to people.
Yeah, that's where it's at right now in the world of you know, these large companies, you know, multi-billion-dollar companies. The information is what's very valuable to them. That's how they know what their next move is on a product, or you know, some new software trends. You know, the TikTok. What are our youth using on TikTok and watching? Next thing you know, there's some special cup out there that a coffee shop is sold out within days, because TikTok, you know, moved everybody to that information. So it's happening. It's been happening.
Frank, you're good to hang out and talk to some more folks?
I'm all yours.
Oh, listen to this. I feel I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Talking about the people at Wegmans. At Wegmans, gathering biometric data on people in New York City, and finding out how you are about that, and whether Erie County needs to put its foot down and prevent this from happening, if it hasn't yet, or stop it from continuing, if in fact it is continuing. So don't go anywhere. We have with us Frank Todaro, Erie County legislator on News Radio 930 WBEN. And next up is Janet, I believe. Janet, you're on WBEN with Erie County legislator Frank Todaro. What's your take on this?
My take on this is, I am absolutely befuddled by people's paranoia. You have no sense of privacy when you go out in public. Unless you are a bad actor, what is the big concern about facial recognition?
Okay. This is the
question.
If you have nothing to hide, what are you afraid of argument. So, Frank, what's your take on that?
Well, the way I look at it is, yes, if you're a model citizen, you know you don't steal, and you feel like, hey, you know what, it's out there, it's helping people, I'm good with it. On the other hand, there is no controls of what they're doing with this information, and I feel if you don't put the brakes on it or start understanding and let people know what they're doing with it, it can get dangerous. It can get scary. I'm not trying to put fear in anybody, but if you don't know something, I think it's a good thing to, you know, read up on it, learn about it, understand it, and then make your decision after you have a full factual knowledge of what they're doing with it.
Janet,
that's my take on it.
Did you want to respond?
Question for you. At the stadium, they use facial recognition for entry. has the county looked into what Ticketmaster is doing with that facial? On the other hand, on another note, Erie County Central Police Services and many police agencies in Western New York use license plate readers, use flock cameras. There's a lot of question about that third party, flock. What is flock doing with the data that they receive coming from their cameras that have been installed by governmental agencies? I think you should start in your own house before you go after private corporations.
Okay, Janet, thank you very much for the call. Frank, a response?
Yeah, well, government has a different rule book, let's call it. It's about safety, security for the people out there. I agree. There is questions. I can tell you that I know the town of Lancaster had very good, deep conversations on adding flock cameras within the village and town of Lancaster. And that was an ongoing conversation. It got voted in because with those conversations and the companies coming in and explaining how the security of the data is, town of Lancaster confirmed it's not being sold or done else with that information. So they've done their due diligence to know what's happening with it. And it's been helping law enforcement here. Many cases are being solved quick. If there's a kidnapping, some kind of silver alert, they can actually hone in and find out what's going on with that situation. But when you got to separate government versus private. It's the private that we need to know more about. This is no man's land. We don't know what's happening with it. So I think we should get the discussion going and find out more.
Who collects the data at the stadium, and who will collect the data at the new Highmark Stadium? Is it Erie County or is it Ticketmaster?
No, that's going to be part of the conversations. That's a good question.
Very well. Let's get back to the calls. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Frank Todaro is with us talking about the Wegmans biometric data gathering, which is in the news out of New York City. And people are concerned about it for the most part. Here is Mike in Buffalo on WBEN. Hello, Mike. You're on with Erie County lawmaker Frank Todaro.
Hello. How are you gentlemen doing?
Excellent.
So
great, Michael.
My concern would be... what the Wegmans obviously has no bad intentions with it, your information. They just want to stop people from stealing. You know, they have no bad intention, but it's the third party that's running the system. Like it's probably going to be in the contract that they're allowed to sell that information to whoever they please. Or it's going to be written somehow that they're allowed to sell it. So say I'm a diabetic and I go to Wegmans and I buy some candy or sugar that I'm not supposed to eat, and the doctors know I'm not supposed to eat, and the insurance does. So now the insurance buys my information from them, and then they see that I'm not listening to what the doctor says. So then they deny my insurance claims and kick me off of insurance. That's like people don't understand how far it's going to travel into your everyday life and other companies that are going to buy it. Like you buy alcohol, and then they see that you're getting into an accident or something happens, and then they can trace it back that you bought alcohol. Look how many times he buys alcohol. Every Sunday he buys alcohol from the Bills game. So obviously he's drunk on Sundays, you know, stuff like that.
Well, buying alcohol and proving you drink are two different things. Frank, what are your thoughts on what he's saying as far as the health, as far as the diabetes aspect?
Well, I'm not too versed on that part of it, about it. I know the concern with Wegmans is it's the third party. That part is very important that you brought up. The third party is, you know, if we don't know, we'll never know, and they can run wild with that information. So I think let's get that conversation going and find out and make sure the public is aware of what's happening with that data.
Now, caller, what Wegmans says, I'd like your thoughts on this, sir. The data Wegmans collects, they say, is used to investigate, deter, prosecute illegal activity on premises. Biometric security footage is not shared, leased, or exchanged with third parties for profit. It may be provided to law enforcement for security investigations or fraud prevention. Are you buying that? You think it's going to be a slippery slope?
I think that's just legal speak. There's probably somewhere in the contract, it's probably a thick contract that says, like, somebody bought into that company that's an insurance company or some other company, so they have access to that data. Like, who are their sister companies or who owns it? Like, BlackRock is in there, or, like, big, giant financial institutions that have stakes in other parts of the – in other interests in other industries that can use that information.
Do you think it's just a totally different angle of looking at this, but you think it's a little weird that in a society where people post their most intimate moments on Facebook and Twitter, X, and social media, that we're so concerned about privacy because everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants to be a celebrity. You think that's a little strange?
Yes. That's the greatest tool for any spy agency is all the social medias, because they can track you. And now, like, people before, they didn't know that Google Maps actually tracked everywhere you went. So law enforcement and other agencies and private investigators use that to track where people went.
Well, they block out license plates, and they're not there 24/7. I don't know how Google Maps would do that.
Well, so if you didn't go and turn off that in your Google, it tracked everywhere you bet.
I'm thinking time. Google Street View. You're thinking, yes. You're absolutely correct. Sorry about that. My bad. Thank you very much. Because to get to Street View, I go to Google Maps, and then I go to Street View. Yeah. I'm like, what is it? But yes, you're absolutely right. Your cell phone does actually, unless you shut it off, does actually track everywhere you go all the time, and you've got to intentionally delete it and then stop it from continuing to do that unless you really enjoy getting the email that says, hey, last February, you were in Ellicottville, and you're in Ellicottville once again. Here's who you were with. Thanks very much, man. Appreciate the call. Don't go anywhere. Talking about Wegmans and biometric data gathering, and by and large, most of you are against it. We've had one call who seemed in favor of it. I don't know where I am on this. Sometimes I think, as I've said, the digital age has kind of stripped us of whatever privacy we thought we have had, especially our cell phones, because for as concerned as you are about Wegmans, everything you say is heard by your cell phone. And how many times have you made an offhand comment about something, and next day there it is in your news feed, somebody trying to tell you. You could say, boy, I'd really like to buy a vintage Pinto. Then the next day, vintage Pinto's for sale. It's happened to you. It's happened to me. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN with Erie County Legislator Frank Todaro on Wegmans collecting biometric data in New York City and how Erie County should respond, how government in general should respond. And Frank, I do think it's a strange that we're getting upset about Wegmans when, and I know you talked about the delineation between law enforcement, security people connected to the government and private business, but every time I go to the airport and I get on a plane, not only do they want to see my passport or other valid ID, but they want to scan my face for biometric data, and I don't really have a choice in it except not to fly, and I really couldn't care less. If you really want my measurements, go ahead.
Well, you could opt out on that if you do want to, but you're going to get the pat down, the friendly pat down, my friend.
Well, no, this is where you show your passport as opposed to when you go through the X-ray machine.
Yeah, so you're showing your passport, and also they're taking a photo of you, correct?
A photo of the face, and then you go through security, right. and then you have to hold your hands over your head in that impossible position, and then they scan you to look at your private parts. Yes.
Yes, yes. Well, I do know, I don't want to get off topic, but you can show your passport. You can ask to opt out of that facial photo, and then you will just go through a separate line to get patted down. I've actually witnessed it.
Yeah, I'm already on their list. So anything that can expedite thing, I'm down with that. You have no idea how many times I've been secondary.
I know about that one, boy.
Oh, I get secondaried like you wouldn't believe. Let's go to Frank. I'm such a dangerous fellow. Here is Frank in Holland on WBEN. Hello.
Hey there, Tom. It's sadly amusing how people are, you know, getting all upset about this, and they volunteer more private information just playing YouTube and Candy Crush and all these phone apps things. I mean, it's crazy that they're, this is boiling over into Wegmans, but they're already volunteering more information to that. And when they talk about between the government and private entities, well, government and private entities have the different laws, and the government is more restricted, of course, than the private entities. These people asking for laws about private entities, it's going to backfire on them because it's going to restrict all the things that they already volunteer and want to do. They give permissions left and right without even thinking about it for all these different phone apps. I mean, if you're going to cry to a legislator, we need more laws, and then they finally do that, it's going to backfire on them. There's a documentary. People need to actually get educated on all the stuff that they volunteer. An ex-CEO of Google did a documentary called The Creepy Line, and it puts out information about digital nets where just with your cell phone, they get all this, you know, advertising information, whatever store you go to, their competitors can buy it and send out mailers and things like that. The social and demographic and governmental engineering of society is just crazy. And for people now to bitch about it when they're volunteering more, get informed, people. I think I brought it up to Sandy Beecher, you, probably about 10 years ago. I even held a clinic with FBI friends of mine in the community telling them about getting parents and kids in there to show them how dangerous these cell phones are and all the private information that they're volunteering. Hackers can get into it. Stalkers can go and find out literally stuff. The parents didn't believe me, and the FBI guy just asked a couple questions of one of the kids there in the crowd. He literally put up on the screen a map showing where he stopped, what route he took, what houses he was at, how long he was there, and he got in trouble with his dad because his dad said don't go there to his girlfriends, and turns out he got caught. But people, get informed. I mean, you're going crazy about this, and it's already, you're doing it to yourself even worse than what you literally are bitching about.
Our guest is Erie County lawmaker Frank Todaro. If you're just joining us, people are very upset, as a rule, about what Wegmans is doing in New York City, collecting biometric data. And I think Frank actually has a very good point in terms of the information that we voluntarily and willingly give up makes whether or not we bought a kumquat on Tuesday seem kind of immaterial. And I think maybe the genie is out of the bottle on this stuff. So don't go anywhere. Frank Todaro is with us. But I've not made up my mind. I need more data in order to make up my mind. I think that's a fair and reasonable position. And by the way, Frank Todaro is not entirely opposed at all to what Mark Poloncarz said earlier today in a statement that he posted on social media. So we seem to have some early bipartisan support of government doing something to keep an eye on this collecting of biometric data by private business. No comment about the stadium, however. So talking about Wegmans, biometric scanning of customers and concerns about that. They're doing it in New York City. Frank, obviously, is with the Erie County Legislature. And our last caller, Frank, echoed something that I'm kind of thinking. I've not taken a position on this, but I'm kind of thinking, you know, we give up willingly so many data points to our electronic devices. What's a few more?
Well, and then what's a few more after that? And then when does it stop? That's the question. How far are we going to go with this? How far are they going with this? What are they doing with it? And, you know, do we have to put the brakes on it? Without knowing that, that's why I'm calling that our legislators get together, have a conversation, get the facts, talk to, you know, those that know the business, and find out. You know, maybe this may not be such a big deal, but I think it's our duty to verify that and, you know, let everyone know in our community what's being done with it.
Well, let's talk about number one, what is your next step, Frank Todaro? And number two, do you guys have subpoena power? Can you subpoena the executives from Wegmans into the legislature and ask them questions?
Well, there are special, health code
and permits that are being utilized through Erie County. So that may allow us to ask the questions. I don't know if we're overstepping our authority, but that's something I don't want to do. But Wegmans is a great company, and I think they would, you know, openly share what we request. Let's hope.
Have you heard anyone in Western New York within your jurisdiction, Erie County, who's also collecting biometric data points that they didn't make the news here?
What was the question? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Have you heard of any other business collecting data points in a biometric fashion here in Erie County?
I can give you my, you know, when I had my business downtown, we put the 17 cameras inside and outside the property, and I had to actually opt out in the menu facial recognition because I felt that was something I didn't need. I had no use for it, so I opted out. Again, most people, they put this system in, and I'm a little techie, so I go through the menu, but let's just say you just connect it and you're using it and that you're not using it as the owner of the property, but the camera system, the manufacturer is. They're seeing that data on their server. What are they doing with it? So that's where the question is. What is happening with that data? If those that install the camera are not aware of it, or those that are aware of it are unsure what's happening with the data after. So that's where the conversation is.
Good stuff. Let's go to Fred in Lancaster on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, Tom, just because someone gives up their information willingly, that's a whole different argument than someone taking your information and passing it around. So when people say, you know, people give up information willfully, that isn't the same thing as someone else taking your information, using
it. No, but when you're in a public place, you don't, legally, when you're in a public place, with some very notable exceptions, you don't have an expectation of privacy. That's just a fact. So I don't see much of a difference.
Yeah, but you have an don't you have a right over your information? I would say the government has
no,
the
in public,
right.
Sir, the fact of the matter is, in a public place, and a grocery store is a public place, you don't have an expectation of privacy.
I'm not saying an expectation of privacy. I'm saying
that. So you surrender it. Let me follow with that. You surrender it when you leave your house, you surrender being in a private place.
Well,
I don't write the laws. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Okay. And I believe that's where the government has the absolute right to regulate and decide what businesses and what the government itself does with input from the people to do with that information. I think this is
here's where you're right, Fred. You're right because the government does regulate that to some extent. For example, you're in a hotel room. You have a right to privacy. If you are in a doctor's office, a right to privacy. So you're quite correct. There are regulations and other places as well that are sensitive.
And I think with AI, the government has the absolute right to control that. Now, on the flip side, casinos take information from people when you walk in, and there's facial recognition, and they have databases. But that should be all the information should fall under law that protects that, so it isn't farmed out or given away. Otherwise, you're going to give my information. I want compensation then. If you're going to sell my information, I want a piece of that. That's my information. Don't I have a right to that?
Now, can we boil this, Fred, down to a question for our guest, Frank Todaro?
Yes. It's a huge issue. I don't know if it's it shouldn't be banned, but it's a huge issue, and I think all local, state, and federal government should be looking into it to protect the consumer.
Now, protect the consumer from what?
Be able to
protect the consumer from what? I'm not trying to be flippant, but what is your big concern with this?
From selling my information, like the previous caller said, where you give information to an insurance company, and now it's going to be used against you because an insurance company is smart enough to buy up all your information and use it against you when you want a policy. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
That's got to. Person has to be protected.
Fair enough.
I'm going to chime in here, Fred, and you know,
yes.
Tom. When it comes to the technology we have today, it's not that the camera is just taking a video of you and it can be used for law enforcement. That camera now is taking your face is the new fingerprint. There's servers and technology out there that will put your face with your information. That's where I have a problem with it. And then what is being done with that information? They can tie it in and say the person's name, sex, religion, whatever background they have on that person. There's a file out there, and it just keeps getting thicker and thicker on that person. They're putting data together. I really know that is a fact. The technology is amazing out there now, and it's scary.
But even if, and we'll get Fred's thoughts on this perhaps, but even if the private businesses are prohibited from doing this in private establishments, the government still has pretty much carte blanche to collect as much data as they want to collect, no?
Yeah, the government can do that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm thinking good for the goose, good for the gander. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, I disagree on that. I think a private company collecting my information is different than the government. I don't agree with that much either, but I'd rather have the government have the information where I can vote someone out. I can't vote anyone out at Wegmans. They should erase it. If they're going to do it, it should be continual. It should be regulated, continually erased, and if there's some kind of database, then, you know, that's got to be protected. And
very well.
In fairness to all the listeners out there, I'm going to ask the questions about the government itself. How far do we go at the county level? Maybe we can find out the federal, I mean, our local villages and towns. What are they doing with that data? So
and the casinos, our caller brought up the casinos, and that's interesting too, because you've got casinos that are in Seneca land in western New York, and you've got casinos that are operated by New York State. So they could actually be under two different regulations if there are regulations put in on exactly who can collect data, right?
I would agree with that, yes.
Boy, let's go to Al on Grand Island. Last caller for Frank Todaro, who's going to be leaving us shortly, but you're on WBEN. Welcome, Al.
Thank you, Tom. I think it's a great subject. My thoughts are those that are against it are probably some of the shoplifters. I don't think they've ever owned a business. They've never had shoplifting to deal with. And if they did, they'd understand exactly what's going on, even though they're afraid of this identity. As the lady pointed out, you've got cameras all over the stadium. You can't go anyplace downtown, uptown, without being on. And your cell phone also indicates where you are. Frank also indicated that the new cars have got such technology in them. They know where you are, what you're doing, and there's no secrets anymore. That's my opinion. But I wish you'd have asked some of those people if they ever owned a business or if they ever had to deal with slippage.
All right. I think a lot of the men have dealt with shrinkage, but I'm not so sure about slippage. Thank you very much, Al. I appreciate the call. So, Frank Todaro, the shoplifting argument, and that's something that has been put forth by Wegmans, basically the law and order argument that we want to prevent shoplifting. We also want to identify people who have proven not to play well with others who who cause a problem in our stores. And my response to that, I think yours as well, is, well, if that's true, let's see the numbers. Are your numbers better from before you installed the biometric collection as opposed to afterwards? Have you seen an improvement in what your stated goal happens to have been? Some thoughts from you, Frank.
We'll talk to law enforcement as well, and we'll ask the questions. Is this technology being used? How is it helping you? Are you getting into criminals? Are they being prosecuted? So many questions coming out of this. I have a laundry list here.
What are some of your other questions? I know we've only got you for another minute, 90 seconds, but what are some of your other questions that you would like to get resolved as an Erie County legislator?
Well, you know, there's so many private entities out there that we just frequent day in and day out, not thinking about this. They all have a different contract. All these contracts that they sign They may or may not understand them completely, overlook something. So I think to have a some oversight from the government to protect people's rights somewhat, to where it's not being used in a improper way, is where I'm going to go with this, my questioning mm-hmm. to local businesses, law enforcement, towns, villages, and there's a lot to this. I mean, it's a universe of questions. So we'll dig into it, and we'll be sure to, you know, share that information with everybody, and hopefully put people at ease or open their eyes, and you know, take what they want in their life and portray it in the law. So,
well, Frank, our gratitude to you on behalf of people listening and those who called in and people listening saying, gee, thanks for that information. Thanks for your time, Frank. Really appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Talk to you soon. Erie County lawmaker Frank Todaro.